Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
All right, folks, welcome back to Mental War. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and today we're diving into something seriously powerful. Cultivating gratitude. Now, I know what you're thinking. Gratitude? Isn't that a little fluffy? Trust me, it's anything but. This isn't just about saying thank you when someone holds the door open. We're talking about rewiring your brain to see the good in every situation, even the tough ones. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. But how we respond to those curveballs? That's where gratitude comes in. Think of it like this. You've got two lenses you can look through. One focuses on what's missing, the other on what you already have. When you're constantly focused on the lack, you'll always feel shortchanged. But when you cultivate gratitude, you shift that focus. You start seeing the beauty in the everyday, the little things that often get overlooked. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good laugh with a friend, these seemingly small moments can make a world of difference when you truly appreciate them. So, how do we actually cultivate this gratitude superpower? Well, today we're breaking down two powerful tools, journaling and meditation. First up, journaling. Ever heard the saying, write your way to happiness? It's not just a catchy phrase. Putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard can be incredibly therapeutic, and when it comes to gratitude, journaling is gold. Take a few minutes each day to jot down things you're grateful for. It could be anything, big or small. The key is consistency. Even if it's just three things, make it a habit. You might start with the obvious stuff, your health, your family, your job, but try to dig deeper. Be specific. Instead of just, my friends, write, I'm grateful for Sarah's hilarious sense of humor that always makes me laugh. The more specific you get, the more powerful the impact. Next up, meditation. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Meditation? Isn't that all incense and chanting? Not necessarily. Meditation is simply about training your mind to focus on the present moment. It can be as simple as sitting quietly for a few minutes each day, paying attention to your breath, and letting thoughts come and go without judgment. Sounds pretty straightforward, right? It gets easier with practice. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there if you need some help getting started. The beauty of meditation is that it not only helps reduce stress, but also allows you to cultivate a sense of inner peace and appreciation for the present moment. Think about it like this. When you're constantly bombarded by thoughts about the past or worries about the future, it's hard to truly appreciate what's happening right now. Meditation helps quiet that mental chatter, allowing you to experience life more fully. And when you're present and engaged, gratitude naturally flows. Okay, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, rushing to get somewhere important. You're starting to feel stressed, frustrated even. But instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you decide to practice some quick gratitude. Take a deep breath and think about three things you're grateful for in that very moment. Maybe it's the fact that you have a car that gets you where you need to go, or the beautiful sky outside your window, or even just the feeling of your steering wheel beneath your hands. Suddenly, that frustrating traffic jam doesn't feel quite so bad, does it? See, gratitude is a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. It's not about ignoring the tough stuff. It's about finding the good in every situation, no matter how challenging. And trust me, when you cultivate this habit, your entire life will transform. So, here's what I want you to do. Start today. grab a journal, or open up a notes app on your phone. Write down 3 things you're grateful for right now. And maybe take 5 minutes to meditate. Focus on your breath. Let those thoughts drift by. Remember, this isn't about being perfect. It's about progress. Every little bit counts. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight and remember, gratitude is your secret weapon.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.